Haji Saab, we all know Hajj, we speak about Hajj. But is there only one type of Hajj which we are speaking about? Are there many types of Hajj? Are there different types of Hajj? If you can elaborate on this.
There are three types of Hajj. Hajj-e-Ifrad, Hajj-e-Qiran, and Hajj-e-Tamattu. And very simple explanation of all three Hajj, that Hajj-e-Ifrad, if anybody want to make Hajj, Hajj-e-Ifrad, make intention of Ihram of Hajj from his house of before Miqat. So sometime the people from Jeddah, the people from Arab Sharif, they do Hajj-e-Ifrad. But anybody from all around the world, he can make Hajj-e-Ifrad. And after Hajj-e-Ifrad, Hajj completion, he will come out from or he will free from Ihram. But in Hajj-e-Ifrad, the Qurbani of Hajj is not wajib.
Okay.
Whoever Haji make Hajj-e-Ifrad, he is known as Mufrid.
So basically, he will wear the Ihram from his home of before Miqat. And the only time he's going to remove the Ihram is after the Hajj.
After Hajj. Till end of the Hajj, he will be in Ihram. The second Hajj is Hajj-e-Qiran. Any Haji want to make Hajj-e-Qiran, he will make an intention of Hajj and Umrah together. And he will go to Haram Makkah Sharif. He will perform Umrah, but did not come out from or did not remove Ihram.
Okay.
The rules and regulation and the
precautions
will continue. Okay. And after Hajj, he can remove his Ihram. My suggestion is that if anybody have a flight on 4th or 5th Zulhijjah, 3 or 4 days before Hajj, he can make Hajj-e-Qiran easily. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, very difficult to continue the Ihram. The precautions and all the things will continue. Mm-hmm. And another thing, if he did something wrong, then the punishment like a sadaqah or a dam, it become double.
Allah.
Because he's wearing Ihram of Umrah and Hajj together. Okay, and this is quite difficult, but it's more blessed. And if you have a chance, so do once in a life. And the third one is Hajj-e-Tamattu. It's easier. And like from Pakistan, from India, from South Africa, from USA, from normally all over the Hujjaj from all over the world, they make Ihram of Hajj-e-Tamattu.
Okay.
So what is the Hajj-e-Tamattu? You make intention of Umrah only from your hometown or before Miqat. And you make intention of Umrah. When you reach Makkah Mukarramah, you do your Umrah and come out from Ihram, remove your Ihram.
Okay.
You are easy from now.
Right.
And then you wear Ihram and make intention of Hajj before one day of Hajj.
Okay.
7th or 8th of Zulhijjah.
Right.
And then you go to Mina. So this is the difference, that Hajj-e-Ifrad directly in intention of Hajj,
right,
and the Ihram will remove after Hajj. Hajj-e-Qiran, the intention of Umrah and Hajj together, and Ihram will remove after Hajj.
Right.
And Hajj-e-Tamattu, only the intention of Umrah.
Right.
And then after Umrah, you can remove your Ihram.
Right.
And then before Hajj, when you want to go to Mina and Arafat, wear again the Ihram of Hajj, make intention of Hajj, and go from Makkah Mukarramah, and then remove your Ihram after the Hajj events, all the things.
Right.
One more important thing, that some people, when they are traveling from abroad, like out of Miqat, like from UK or from America, from Pakistan, from India, all around the world, because we are all out of Miqat.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever are living out of Miqat, they called Afaki.
Okay.
We all are Afaki.
Okay.
So if anybody make intention of Hajj before Miqat or in flight, on which Hajj he make intention? You know, he become Mufrid.
Hajj-e-Ifrad.
And he have to wear Ihram till the end of Hajj. But people don't know. They directly made intention of Hajj.
Mm-hmm.
So please remember, whenever you are going for Hajj and you have an intention to make Hajj-e-Tamattu from your hometown or in aircraft or before Miqat, must make intention of Umrah, not for Hajj. It's very important.